Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's a very good morning to Darren Farrell.
Good morning, Mary. Sad day yesterday, I have to say. I think we're all a bit very much touched by everything. But this morning, if it was okay, I was going to pay tribute to the two legends themselves, Micheál and Mura Hurthic, for many the voice of the GAA. And we got that news in the morning. And then in the afternoon, Tommy Gorman, best known for his role in news and current affairs, popped up on this programme all the time. But I'm fairly sure he loved sport as much as he did being on the news beat. Maybe
he absolutely loved sport,
even a bit more, dare I say it.
And a great love for Sligo.
Absolutely, and Sligo Rovers in particular. Well, we're going to pay tribute to them. I'd like to start with Micheál. So much has been already said about his love of the games and his skills as a commentator, but he was a great entertainer too. And we've all these, the quirky lines and the facts and all that kind of thing. But the one thing for me that really stood out for Micheál was this whole sense of occasion that he brought to it, and that is not an easy skill, I'm telling you now, as a sports broadcaster, to do. Such a tough skill, the toughest of them all. Maybe one commentary in particular stood out for me in the 1990s. I dug it out of one of our reels, and this is the clip. I think he just hits it perfectly. This is when a team from the northwest of this country wins their very first All-Ireland title.
McHugh to Declan Bone, this could be it. He's on the 14-yard line. He'll try the left-footed kick, and that is it. It's gone over the bar. And Donegal at 99.99. Sachtaina being All-Ireland champion for 1992, 18-14. We're still in Croke Park in Kiss. Is it all over? It's all over. And Donegal, Tír Conaill, Dúnagáil, the Conaillig are All-Ireland champions on this day in Croke Park. They have beaten Dublin 18-14. And I did tell you there'd be an avalanche onto the field of Donegal followed. Men that have been waiting and wondering for years and years, always hoping that their day would come. It never seemed to come. Well, it has come in startling style in Croke Park on this beautiful September day.
Oh, even the September day.
Who needs pictures when you had Micheál's word pictures?
He brought you into the game, didn't he? He certainly did, 1992. And then Tommy, another great, and someone who, I have to be honest with you, he took me under my wing back in 2008 when I started on this programme, Mary. So good to me over the years. And you remember the time of the COVID, and I was putting together the sporting moments, and
yes,
the idea behind it all was just a bit of light relief among all the other bad news that was going at the time. And I really wanted to do something on Saipan and Roy Keane and all of that. So I wanted to do something different. So I contacted Tommy and we came up with an idea that we'd do a piece on his interview, his infamous interview with Roy and trying to get him back to the World Cup. And it was brilliant to do that with him. It started out as a 5-minute segment we wanted to do for Morning Ireland. It became 5 minutes, but then we did an extra 30 minutes on Sunday Sport. But here's a little flavour from that interview Tommy did with Roy way back then.
The training pitch is a disgrace. Well, somebody's got to hold a hand up and say, it's like training on a car park. Bloody rock hard. We've had one or two injuries already and I expect a few more.
This evening, in his first major television interview since his dismissal, Roy Keane speaks about the events which led to his departure from Ireland's World Cup squad.
What about all the little kids in Ireland who have you as a role model, who love you, who would love to see you back in the World Cup, and who are absolutely appalled that this row has taken place and don't know what to say?
Exactly. Well, do you think I've enjoyed the last few days? It's been hard. Of course it has.
If you thought that they'd take you back, that the players wanted
to take
you back,
What do you mean if they take me back?
If they thought that they'd love to have you in the team, that Mick McCarthy was prepared to bury the hatchet with you, that he was prepared to apologise, to meet you halfway, that the players wanted you back, what would Roy Keane, the guy who pulls
on
a green jersey, do?
I really don't know. Because I can't see it happening.
We're both still quoting lines from that interview, and people right around the country can quote lines from it.
Well, for me, I think the biggest lesson I learned from Tommy Gorman was about public service broadcast, Mary, and that is the perfect example of it there. He felt, from talking to him, a duty. He wanted to be to speak on behalf of the Irish people to Roy directly, and I think he did that brilliantly, didn't he?
Great interview. Interview.
I'll go into the Euros and everything else in a little more detail later on.
Okay, we look forward to it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.